Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, our pod squad, Today FM's Shelley Gray and our own Tom Douglas, are with me this afternoon to tell me what they thought of the podcast Michael Jackson, Think Twice.
When they came out and started singing and dancing, my God, it was like a nice wonder of the world.
We began to sell 1 million copies a week. It just exploded.
Michael Jackson was accused of child molestation for the first time in 1993. This is the story of what came before and what came after.
I'm a mother, and I remember being aghast. Can this be true? We could be watching the downfall of a superstar.
Shelley, how would you describe or sell this podcast to listeners?
This is a 10-part series. It's a really well-crafted, really well-thought-out series about the multifaceted persona of Michael Jackson, his career from the Jackson 5 era right through to his solo career. And obviously you cannot talk about Michael Jackson without talking about the controversies as well that surrounded his life, which is a shame. Because I, for one, am actually a fan of Michael Jackson's music. I should specify music.
Yeah.
And you do feel a little bit of a guilt, like when you, especially when you hear back, you know, the stories of what went on. Because I think it's sometimes something we block out of our minds with Michael Jackson. Like, he still played on the radio. I would still play him on my Spotify as well. But yeah, it's just a really, really good podcast if you're a music fan, if you're a Michael Jackson fan, if you're an ex-Michael Jackson fan. And you hear the stories about him, but also there's like nice little nuggets of information that you didn't hear, that I certainly didn't hear as well.
What about you, Tom?
I think it was super comprehensive. Like, it is, there's so much information there. Shelley mentioned it's 10 parts, and I think it's an hour or nearly an hour to every episode.
I've only listened to the first two of them so far because I was busy at the weekend. About 48 minutes each.
It's a commitment. I was listening on 1.5 times speed to cut down on the listening time. But it's completely comprehensive. You heard some of the voices in the clip there. Mm. The access to guests they got. The downfall of a superstar line came from a reporter called Diane Diamond, who was a TV reporter at the time and who covered the 1993 allegations from Jordan Chandler and his dad from the very beginning for a show, I think it was called Hot Press. TV show. So like, the access to guests they had was incredible. They spoke to somebody who stood outside the courtroom for the second case, the one from which he was acquitted. A fan who supported him all the way through was interviewed. They spoke to TV reporters. They spoke to people who used to work with him. They spoke to people who used to work in record companies, people who used to work at MTV, because that was kind of beginning around the time that Michael Jackson was huge and Billie Jean was huge. So it's comprehensive. I just found it very, very long.
Did you? Too long? Yeah. Unnecessarily long?
I don't know, because I was thinking, like, where do you cut back on this? And I don't know, Shelley, like, where would you cut back on it?
Glued to it, to be honest. I didn't really think about the length of it. I listened to it again in the car. I think it was necessary, the length of it. And I'd say they could have done another 10 episodes if they really wanted to.
Do you have to be a fan of Michael Jackson's music to listen to this?
I don't think so. I think if you're just a music fan in general, it's really, really intriguing. And like, there's really bizarre facts, you know, thrown out in the podcast. Like, for example, when he performed at the Super Bowl halftime show.
Yes. Mm.
Did you hear
yes.
that? Like, he was performing to this massive crowd who no doubtedly were like cheering him on. But when he came first out onto the stage, like a lot of artists do, they just stand still and wait for that cheer. But his ego was fed the cheering through the broadcast so that people at home...
It was a fake cheer.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. I must look back at the footage.
I looked at it this morning. If you look back, you can see the crowd is a little bit bewildered as to what's going on, because there hadn't been an NFL Super Bowl halftime show.
He was the first Super Bowl like that NFL before, show. Yeah. And it's funny because I heard that, I think that was the second, it was a podcast I listened to this morning on the way in, or the episode. And when I was coming in today, like, we spent so much time talking about the NFL and the halftime show of the Super Bowl this year, and Usher, and you know, and people now look at that and think Michael Jackson was the starting point of that.
It's basically a rite of passage for huge artists these days. Like, we had The Weeknd there a couple of years ago, did this amazing show in Texas, I think it was. But he was the first, and the reason why was because the broadcaster, was it CBS, had been slapped in the ratings the previous year because Fox had done some sort of variety show at halftime to say, you know, come on, watch our show for the half hour or whatever, and we'll put a clock and we'll make sure you won't miss the football. Like, it was, it's mental how kind of the dominoes all fell together for this massive thing to start, and Michael was the person to start it.
Does it go in terms of the allegations and the very serious abuse allegations? How much of the 10-part series delves into that?
About 2.5-3 episodes.
It's the last two episodes. Yeah, they kind of touch on it in the very first episode and then they go to the very, very start. So yeah, it's weird because you're kind of changing your mind. Okay, first when you hear the first episode, you're like, oh no, like I shouldn't like Michael Jackson. And then they go on to explain his legacy, you know, again, from the Jackson 5 era, like he really broke barriers in terms of, you know, there's no such thing as black and white music. They created music for all. His MTV legacy as well. Like, he was the first black artist on MTV. They were just playing like rock artists. And he insisted, yeah, that Billie Jean was played. But then they touched then again on the allegations in the last, 2.5 episodes. And then you're just brought back down to reality.
Was it a hard listen?
Yeah, Leaving Neverland. Now, I haven't watched the documentary. I don't know if
I haven't either.
Have,
no.
But hearing the kind of the dissecting of Leaving Neverland and the way it was presented, they presented it to somebody who was a massive fan of his and got that person's reaction. Mm. And he said it was just grief and he felt sick for supporting Michael Jackson, basically to the hilt, all those years. And then the testimonies came out. It was after his death, wasn't it, that Leaving Neverland came out?
Yeah, it's like 2019, I think. Mm. So the trial, the big trial took place in 2005, and they describe basically the media circus that it was. Mm. And they question, you know, if the trial took place now in 2024, would the verdict have been different? So he was acquitted of the child molestation allegations. But like, they talked about how he would arrive at court and jump on the car. He arrived, you know, one day in his pajamas. And these are the things that were taken over, the stories, not the actual child at the centre of the case. And then they talked to journalists who were reporting on the case at the time. And they talked about the regret they had because they really wrote about, the kind of circus element of it. And they didn't really focus in on the actual story, the child at the centre of it all. It is, you know, it is the big question. Would the verdict have been different today?
Do you think, well, first of all, actually, sorry, the podcast, it's out about a year, isn't it? It was 2023.
Yeah, last summer.
Last summer, sorry, that it was released. In terms of the kind of overall reaction to it, and commentators and critics, I wonder, are there people who will just say, do you know what? I can't separate the star or the musician, Michael Jackson, from the musician and not listen to it. I mean, I have to be like, I found it very interesting in terms of the early days and early parts of his career. And that's really just where I am in the podcast at the moment. I'm going to stick listening to it, though.
There is a description about his dad, and this comes up a couple of times in the middle of the series, about how kind of determined his dad was that the Jackson 5 and later the Jacksons would be a success, and how he would hold Michael up as an example to the others, which he didn't say it directly, but it made me feel as though it made him feel uncomfortable when his brothers were kind of being pointed, you know, do it the way Michael does it. Michael does it well. And when his dad was interrogated on it later, he was kind of like a football manager who's been criticized by a former player. He's like, well, you can't argue with results. I got results. You know, you can't question my methods. I got results.
Some of the listener interaction, I should say, actually, while we're talking about this today, like, there is a listener here who says, I'm so torn on this. It feels like a lot of the allegations haven't been properly investigated yet. I totally understand his incredible impact on music, but it all feels so complicated. Another listener says, I don't think we should listen to this podcast, no matter what way you look at it. We're still buying into the Michael Jackson brand by even listening. And another listener suggests that, like, I actually think the podcast should just have been about the allegations. I think it's a bit messed up to include how great he was at all. Enjoy isn't the right word, but did you find it interesting to listen to, Tom? Have you listened to all 10 episodes, actually?
Yeah.
You have, yeah.
Yeah, I listened to the last one on the way into work this morning. Yeah, no, 100% very, very interesting. I know your listener there said it's messed up, but his impact on the music industry, you can't question it. You just can't.
Yeah.
We mentioned MTV a second ago. the way he got on MTV was the Eddie Van Halen collaboration, and MTV was not, or at least was accused of not including black artists at the time, and some of them came out and spoke very bluntly about it, about how they were unhappy being left out. And MTV said, we're a rock and roll station, you know, we don't do soul, we don't do Motown, we don't do that kind of music. And yet they were playing Hall & Oates, or they were playing, you know, kind of slower melodies by white artists. So Michael's people said, you know, we'll give you the Eddie Van Halen track. And that was how they introduced his music. But then they switched it with Billie Jean. They opened the package because it was probably a tape in that time, and they found Billie Jean, and the promoters or the record company was like, deal with it. Yeah, that's what you get.
But it was an overnight sensation, and, like, you know, it did wonders for his career, but also it did wonders for MTV, because MTV at that time wasn't a success. But after Billie Jean was shown, you know, people, like, a new music video was a moment. People were tuning in to see a music video, whereas that wasn't happening in the past.
Will you recommend the podcast?
I would. No, definitely.
To everybody, or do you think...
I think so. I think it's quite
I think people will be divided on this. I think you'll just have people who'll point blank say, I'm just not listening to this. Yeah. And then I think you'll have people who'll say, do you know what? It's informative, actually. I think is probably a better word for it.
It definitely is informative. I thought it was quite a balanced approach to it. And yeah, the big question is, can you remove the artist from the art? And that whole narrative of him being robbed as a childhood, you know, was spouted for years and years. And I think that's why we've justified the allegations are the basically his behaviour. So, yeah, I think people should listen to it. I don't think, yeah.
Will you recommend it or suggest it to people if they're looking for a podcast?
I would say go in knowing it's a serious amount of detail, and some of it is extremely heavy. And I quite liked the way it was put together, in that this, you know, the following 2 minutes has descriptions of this, that and the other. So I was able to kind of brace myself. Like, some of it gets extremely heavy, especially talking about the allegations, talking about his relationship with his dad. He was interviewed, was it the Martin Bashir documentary, where he spoke quite flippantly about that. But yeah, I would say go into it knowing what it is.
What it is. How many stars?
Six
out of five.
Out of five.
Yeah,
We'll go with three.
You're going with three.
We'll go with three.
Yeah, Shelley.
6 out of 10.
I will go for a 4 out of 10.
4 out of 5.
Oh, sorry, 4 out of 5. Sorry, jeez, we're all getting it wrong today.
4 out of 5. Okay, yeah. I'd say I'm probably going to give it about as close to 4 as I can, but maybe not quite 4. So maybe I'll give it a 3.5 or a 3.5. Today, FM broadcaster Shelley Gray, our own Tom Douglas, thanks a million to you both for joining us here. We are talking about the Michael Jackson Think Twice podcast.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.